Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
So if I'm not mistaken, this is a call back from earlier this morning, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I pulled this number off of a transaction for Allmax Performance.
Okay.
For a purchase that was made with my card that I did not do. And I was wondering if you could look into that for me.
Okay, what's that zip code for you?
99556 is the zip code for the card.
99556?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that first and last name?
My first name is Nikki. My last name is Brandon. That is the name that was on the card. But like I said, I didn't actually make a purchase. It was $67-some-odd.
Okay. And I do see an account here. So could you verify the shipping address on that may be on that account?
My shipping address is P.O. Box 833, Anchor Point.
Okay.
What's the address that you have, if I may ask?
That's the address I have.
There's...
You said the P.O. Box 833?
Yeah, there was a purchase for $87 that I did not do, and I did not receive any product for it. So I'd like to know what the heck is going on. I'm sorry if I'm feeling really, if I'm being a little aggressive about this, but.
Oh, no, that's okay. Let me see if I can find that charge, because I see one, but I'm not.
It was September 23rd. $67 and change.
Okay.
Now, I was working with my card company because I was disputing this because I did not make that purchase. There were several purchases that I didn't make. And I got a couple of them refunded, but the big one, it just put my account in the hole. Because
okay.
They said, hey, no, you're going to have to call the merchant.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So bear me a moment. It does look a bit how they got. I haven't seen an account like this yet. So let me speak with my supervisor and see what's going on with this account.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it does. Yes, ma'am. Bear me 1 second. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I see. So where that $67.32 came from, it originated from the charge that was made on the 17th of September for the $7.95. And what they did when you processed that transaction, they enrolled you into their membership.
Okay, so there. Does it say what product was ordered?
It says that it was a tactical bag.
Okay, now why was there a membership involved with a bag?
Yes, ma'am. So basically what happened there was it was like you paid $7.95 for the shipping, but they also enrolled you to the membership. So what they do with the membership is send you out $125 gift card vouchers and keep you enrolled monthly so you can still receive the free gifts and use the vouchers on their website.
Yeah, well, I never received any vouchers or any gift cards.
Okay, and it usually it does. I know some people state that they do come to the spam, like the junk areas, and do you check those sometimes?
Yes, I do. I check everything repeatedly through everything. I have OCD, I'm kind of anal retentive about this. I've not received any sort of anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. But did you receive the bag?
I got the bag. A bag.
Yes, ma'am. So it states that after 48 hours of that transaction, that they will be enrolled. So that's basically like it's like a sweepstake type of
thing. Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you right now. I remember reading and I screenshotted and I read through the entire thing, all the fine print and everything, and there was no in 48 hours you're going to be enrolled. So is there any way that I can get my $67 back, please? Because I have four fucking children. I'm sorry, pardon my language. I'm a bit riled up about this. And it's Christmas and I ain't got a job. So I kind of need to get my baby something for Christmas.
Okay, bear with me one moment.
And I need to get my bills paid.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see what I could do here for you, okay? Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So, I do see here where they did give me a chance to offer the highest. Well, it says 35 and 50, but I'm not going to offer the 35. So, they did say that I can offer a 50% refund upon that charge. I'm eternally grateful.
I mean, yeah, sure, it's not going to get me the whole fucking $67 back, and it's not even going to pull my account out of the hole, but it's a start. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So,
that card doesn't exist anymore. So,
okay. Okay, so did you receive a new card for that?
I had to order one, and I haven't received it yet, so...
Oh, give me a second, because I see some notes on here. 1 minute. Okay, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that this account is in, because I was going to try to process it for you, but it states that the account is in chargeback status. So
because I already went to my card company and started processing it, and they said they couldn't do it, that I needed to call you.
Yes, ma'am. So usually what it means when they put a charge back on an account is that they refuse to do the refund because it turns out to be a valid charge. So that's what chargeback means.
I'm telling you, it was not a valid charge.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you would have to, since they put a charge back on this account, you would have to call the bank once again because it didn't let me process it for you because it's in chargeback status.
Yeah, I've been fighting with the bank, and they're not going to do shit. They said I needed to call you.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why they put a chargeback status on your account. So that gives us no way to give you that refund back. Unless you just do talk with your bank and, let them know that
App. I can't actually call anybody. It's all through a fucking text app. I'm sorry. It's been a rough couple of fucking weeks, and my divorce is getting finalized in 2 days.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
I'm at my wit's end, and I've been fighting with Cash App over this.
Oh, yeah. So
and the only way that I actually got this number was because I made them give me a piece of paper saying why the claim got denied. That's the only reason that I got the number.
So why did they tell you that the claim got denied?
Because they couldn't process it. That's all they told me.
Yes, ma'am. What they put on the account here is that they did investigate it and say fraudulent transaction card absent environment. So yeah, so they put it to where like that it wasn't. Yeah, so they put it as a charge back and stated that the charge was valid. So I didn't see that part. So I was trying to process it for you, but now that I see that and understand why it wasn't going through, it's because they put a charge back on this account. So we don't even have access to give you a refund anymore either because of the bank.
Sorry for wasting your time. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy your holiday season.
Yes, ma'am.